Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
I'd like to read a few portions of the scriptures.
我们读几处的经文。
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18.
创世纪第二章第十八节。
Then the Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.
创世纪第二章第十八节，耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。”
And then Psalm 127,
诗篇第一百二十七篇。
And we will read the whole psalm.
我们整篇一起来读。
Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city.The watchman keeps awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved, even in his sleep. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord, or an inheritance of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate.
诗篇第一百二十七篇，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐给，是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑，剑带充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。
And then Psalm 128,
诗篇第128篇。
We will also read the whole psalm.
我们整篇一起阅读。
How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy and it will be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house.Your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
诗篇第一百二十八篇，凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，变为有福。你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果的葡萄树；你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄，栽子。看那敬畏耶和华的人，必要这样蒙福。愿耶和华从锡安赐给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, once again, we want to give you thanks for giving us this time.
我们再一次感谢你把这样的时间赐给我们。
Lord, our desire is somehow today, Lord, that we may once again, lift up your name.
主啊，我们的渴慕就是今天我们来高举你的名。
Lord, that we may truly see you alone.
主啊，我们真是只见你一人。
Lord, we are so grateful for all the work that you do in each one of our lives.
我们感谢你在我们每一个人身上所做的工。
But Lord, our testimony is great is thy faithfulness.
但是最大的见证就是主啊，你是何等的信实。
And we are so grateful for all that you've done.
主啊，我们为你做的一切，我们献上感谢。
So Lord, we ask for your anointing for the speaking and the translating and the hearing.
主啊，我们求我们讲的、翻译的、听的，都你自己亲自来祝福。
Lord, that you may move in each one of our hearts and speak to each one of us.
愿你在我们每个人心中来动工，向我们每一个人来说话。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
The brothers asked my wife, Angel, and I to share a little bit of our testimony of raising the kids and serving the children.
弟兄们让我还有我的妻子 Angel 来分享一下，来培养孩子们怎么来带领他们。
I think before I get into that topic, for the sake of the young people,I'd like to share a little bit more about how Angel and I met.
为了我们在座的年轻人，我先分享一下我和 Angel 是怎么见面的。
And how the Lord brought this family together.
人是怎么把这一个家庭是放在一起的
？When I was in high school，
我高中的时候
，I had a crush on an unbeliever。
我就暗恋一个不信主的人。
And I was、I am a hopeless romantic, I guess。
那个我就是非常的坠入爱河。
And my father realized that something was wrong with me。
然后我父亲就觉得有点什么东西不对了。
So he sat me down one day。
他今天就是和我坐下来。
And he said, "Did you know that the Lord has planned someone for you?"
他就说，你知不知道主已经是给你安排了一个人给你。
And that from the beginning, God had laid out a plan to give you someone that is custom made for you.
你知道从一开始神就有这么一个安排，就是按照给你量身定做了这么一个人。
And he told me that I needed to pray so that I could find this someone that the Lord had prepared.
所以说他就说你要祷告你就能够找到这一位神所给你量身定做的这一位。
And then over the years, I also heard him share more on this topic.
然后以后的多年他一直跟我这么来讲。
And he quoted that verse that we read, "It is not good for man to be alone."
然后他就跟我引用那些经文就说神看到一人独居不好。
And he reminded us that it was God who said it is not good for man to be alone.
那提醒我是神他自己说他那个人独居不好。
So young brothers and sisters, if you have this longing in your heart, it's perfectly natural.
所以说年轻的弟兄姐妹们，你们心里边有这么一个渴慕，是非常的正常自然。
Because it was God who said it is not good for man to be alone.
因为是神自己说那人独居不好。
And then God goes on to say, "I will make him a helper suitable for him."
然后神自己说，我就要为他预备一个配偶来帮助他。
So you can believe that God has a wonderful plan for each one of us.
所以你就看到神就我们每一个人都有他自己美好的计划。
And that He will make someone that's custom designed for us.
就是给你有预备一个量身定做的人。
And hopefully we can find that special someone.
所以我们盼望就是我们能够找到那正确的那一位。
And then after God said that,
神说了这些话以后
God brought all of these animals before Adam.
神把那些动物都带到亚当面前
And then had Adam name them.
然后让亚当给他们取名字
But the Bible then states an interesting statement, and it said, "But there was not a suitable helpmate found for Adam."
但是在众这些动物当中，没有一个是配得亚当给他做帮手的。
And I will never forget Brother Lance Lambert. Whenever he shares on this passage, it's so dramatic, right?
而每一次兰贝德弟兄他分享这节经文的时候，非常的戏剧性的。
He said God brought the hippopotamus before Adam.
这个神把这个犀牛
and
这个带到神面前，亚当面前。
Oh, probably not the right size.
那他是亚当说这个大小不对。
And then God brought the orangutan before Adam.
猴子
大猩猩
大猩猩猴子什么带到亚当面前。
Ten fingers
十个手指。
Ten toes
十个脚趾。
But maybe a little too hairy.
但是长的毛太多。
So, but there was not a helper suitable found for Adam.
所以就是在这些当中没有一个是配得上亚当的。
And then God put Adam to sleep.
所以神就让亚当睡着。
And then out of his side, he took out something.
从他的肋旁他拿出一样东西来。
And then formed Eve.
他就让他把他弄出来。
And brought Eve before Adam.
就是做了夏娃把夏娃带到亚当面前。
Now in the original Hebrew,
在希伯来原文里边
Adam, when he saw Eve,
当亚当看到夏娃
He not only said, "Now this is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
他不仅说这是我骨中骨肉中肉。
But he said, "Now this time, she is the bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh."
说是这一次她是我骨中骨肉中肉了。
So it means that previously all these animals were not bone of my bones.
所以之前那些动物都不是骨中骨肉中肉。
But now God got it right.
但是这一次神带对了。
And that's what Adam said.
这是亚当所说的。
So this story stayed with me.
这个我一直记着这个故事。
And then my dad also mentioned,
我爸爸又说了
that not any two semicircle makes a circle. 不是两个半圆就一定变成两个合在一起变成一个圆。They have to be They have to have the same radius or diameter.
它们必须是它那个直径必须是一样的。
So because of this,
因为这一点
from that point on, I went out and to seek my semicircle.
然后我就找到我另外配合我配合我那一半另外那一半圆。
Now, of course, at that time, some brothers led us to study the basic lessons by Watchman Nee.
然后那时候就有弟兄们带领我们来读尼托生弟兄一本书。
And he also covered this topic.
他也讲到同样一个题目。
And he always mentioned, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, we cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
就像哥林多后书第六章第十四节那边说，我们信和不信不能同负一轭的。
And I always remember Brother Nee used the example. Imagine someone standing on a table and you're standing on the bottom.
就是尼托生用这么一个比喻，一个人站在桌子上，你站在下边。
Now the question is it easier for you to pull someone off the table or for that person on the table to pull you up?
是哪个更容易，你把他拉下来还是他把你拉上去？
So, of course, it was much easier for you to be pulled down.
你把它拉下来更容易的。
So, we should not marry unbelievers.
所以我们不应该找一个不信的。
So, I had that kind of stuck in my head.
所以这个我就记住了。
So, I knew I was not going to marry an unbeliever.
我就知道我不会娶一个不信的。
So, because of that,
那因为这一点
my favorite thing to do was now to attend conferences.
那我最喜欢做的事情去参加的特会。
Because now, I would...be at the right place to find my other semicircle.
所以我就因为在正确的地方，我可以开始找我另外那一半了。
Now from high school to college,
从高中到大学
，youth conferences, West Coast Conference, CFC in Richmond,
这个青年聚会、西安特会、这 Richmond 那边的聚会
，and those are all my opportunities to find my other semicircle.
这都是我机会去找到我另外那一半。
And I earlier told you that David Payne became a good friend of mine.
我之前我跟你讲过 ，David Payne 他成为我的好朋友。
Now at one of our conferences,
有一次特会
，he was my roommate again.
他又是我的室友。
And so we put together a list of all the sisters that were eligible.
我们就那些到结婚年龄可以适合的单身姊妹，我弄了一个名单。
And we rated each one of them.
我们就跟每一个姊妹来评分。
And we would say.
我们就说
，Oh, this sister, she's too domineering.
我们说这个姊妹她性格太强了。
We will suffer.
我们一定会受苦的。
Oh, this sister is too emotional.
这个姊妹她太情绪化了。
So on and so forth.
就这些。
But interesting enough,
但是很有意思。
Going through all these conferences in high school and in college,
在高中大学里边参加这些的特会
，I came away empty-handed.
空手而归。
Actually, neither David or I ever ended up with any of those sisters on any of those lists.
我们俩这个到后来那个名单上面没有一个是的。
Because the Lord had other plans.
因为神有他自己的安排。
Now, it was as if the same story repeated of Adam, where the Lord brought many before me.
这是就好像亚当身上那个。发生在我身上一样。
Now there maybe have some sisters where I thought, wow, maybe it's a little bit close.
好像有些姊妹觉得，哎呀，可能是有点太近了。
But somehow there was not a suitable helpmate.
但是这不是一个合适的配偶。
So at this time, after I graduated from college,
那我大学毕业以后
，now more than ever,
包括以前的
，I amen that thought. It is not good for man to be alone.
我就阿门那个想法。那人独居不好。
Somehow in my heart, there was a longing for something more.
就是在我心里面有这么一个渴慕，要得到一些更多一点的。
And for the first time, I decided that I needed to start to pray seriously for this matter.
第一次我就开始很认真的为这事情来祷告。
And it was also at this time that the Lord told me, "You've been trying all these years using your own methods."
神就对我说：“这些年你用自己的办法做了这么多事情。”
It was as if the Lord had to put me to sleep.
好像神要把我让我睡觉一样。
Just like He put Adam to sleep.
就像神让亚当睡着一样。
And for the first time, realized that it was the Lord that had to do that work.
我第一次明白这件事情是神要做的。
So before I continue, I have to take you back to my sharing yesterday.
我在继续往前之前，我们要回到昨天的所分享的。
I told you when I was 11, I accompanied my parents to Taiwan because my dad was invited to teach there.
我讲，昨天讲过，十一岁的时候，我陪父母去台湾，因为他们被邀请在那边服事。
I was baptized when I was 13.
十三岁受浸。
And from then on, I had a simple heart to serve the Lord.
我有个简单的心，我想服事主。
So, I joined some of the other young people, including Raymond, to help with the Sunday school.
所以我就参加一些其他年轻人，包括 Raymond, 我们就教主日。
Now he was a real teacher.
他是一个真正的一个老师。
I just taught them singing.
我只是教他们唱诗而已。
So I was 14 at the time.
那时候我14岁。
And in my class, there was a little 10-year-old girl, and her name was Yachi, Angel.
那课上有一个十岁的小女孩，她叫雅琪。
And for some reason, she caught my attention.
就是不知道为什么她就抓住我的注意力了。
Of course, very innocently at the time.
当然这是非常的天很纯真那种的。
And I remember mentioning to Raymond.
我就记着我跟 Raymond 讲。
You know, I said, well, Raymond, I think she's very cute. Who knows what will happen in 10 years?
我说这个女孩太可爱了，十年以后说不准呢。
I believe even that thought came from the Lord.
所以那个我就觉得好像有神就把这个想法放在我里边。
So fast forward 10 years.
十年以后。
Now, I had gone to the U.S.
我来到美国。
And here was me after trying all these things in high school and college, and I started to pray.
我高中大学以后我开始真正的祷告。
And now, this time I pray very seriously.
这次我非常严肃的祷告。
Because I knew that this helpmate would be someone that I would need to be for the rest of my life.
因为我知道这个帮手是我要和他，我余生要与他一起在一起的。
So I created a laundry list of things I wanted from the Lord.
所以我就在神面前弄了一个很长的名单。
Now, in it, a few things I wanted to mention.
我想就提几样。
One of the things I said, Lord, she has to have a soft heart.
说主啊，求你给他，他是要有一个很温柔的心。
As I mentioned earlier, David and I discussed about someone not being too domineering.
因为那个 David Pan 我们讲过，不想要一个太强势的。
So I said, Lord, she has to have a soft heart.
我就是求他给一个比较温柔的。
And I also said, Lord, she needs to love children.
就是另外一点，她需要喜欢孩子。
And someone I could serve with, serve you together with.
就是我和他一起可以来服侍你。
So 6 months after praying,
祷告完之后六个月
，there was a service conference in Taiwan again in 1998.
九八年那时候有一次服侍特会。
And there I met Angel again.
那个时候我又见到了雅琪。
And this was exactly 10 years later.
就是整整十年以后。
And I came to find out that she started to pray 6 months prior to that as well.
我就发现他也是六个月之前也开始很严肃地为这件事情来祷告。
Now, as I interacted with her,
我开始跟他有些的互动。
What really impressed me was she kept on sharing on her love in teaching the little kids.
他就一抓住我的就是他一直在分享他非常喜欢和孩子们教孩子们。
How she loved to serve in Sunday school.
他非常的喜欢在主日学里边来服侍。
And I started to feel there was an echo from the prayer that I had for 6 months.
好像这个就有点回应我六个月之前的祷告。
Now, for the first time in my life,
第一次，我一生中第一次，
just like Adam,
就像亚当一样，
somehow I felt something come from the depth of my spirit.
好像从我灵的深处当中有一个东西出来。
And I really echo that verse. Now, this is my bone, a bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
我真是回应那节的经文，这真是我骨中骨，肉中肉。
Of course, she did not feel the same way at the time.
当时她这个雅琪还没有那么觉得。
As you know, if I told you, I had many crushes before.
我刚才讲的说，我有很多问题。
But this time it was different.
那这一次不一样。
There was a deeper connection that emanated from the depth of the Spirit.
是从灵的深处里边发出一个共鸣来。
And I knew it was from the Lord.
我知道是从主来的。
Now, that's how the relationship started.
这个就是我们关系开始。
Now, I was in the U.S. and she was in Taiwan.
我在美国，她在台湾。
Now, again, once again, naturally, people say a long-distance relationship will never work.
很自然的人们说这个太远了，不行的。
But this was initiated by the Lord.
但是这件事情是神所开始的。
So we, as I have shared with you, many things that the world would seem to think that is impossible, somehow, the Lord made real in our lives.
很多事情世人看来是不可能的，但是神却这样成就。
Now, as we sought the Lord for His confirmation of this relationship,
那为了这个关系，我求向神求一个印证。
We continued to, at the time, was fax one another.
那个时候我们就互相发传真。
Some young people probably don't even know what a fax is.
可能有人不知道传真是什么东西。
But in any case, it was this device where you kind of, it's almost like a copier, and then they'll receive it on the end, other end.
就有点像那复印机一样，你把一张纸这边弄进去，然后他在那边，他可以。
But we also continue to pray.
我们继续来祷告。
And whether this was the Lord's will.
我看看这是不是神的旨意。
And then one day I was reading in Isaiah chapter 30.
有一天我在读以赛亚书第三十章。
And verse 21.
第二十一节。
Your ears will hear a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left.
这个以赛亚书第三十章第二十一节，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Now I called Angel and told her.
我就打电话给Angel， 我告诉她。
I said.The Lord gave me this verse.
神给了我这节的话。
And when she heard what I said,
她听到我讲的。
She said, "You won't believe this."
她说你不能信这个东西。
But Lance Lambert is speaking at a conference here in Taiwan this past weekend.
过去这个周末，兰培德弟兄在台湾，他有一个特会的，他有分享。
And the theme verse was Isaiah 30:21, the same verse.
这个主题就是以赛亚书第三十章二十一节，同样一节经文。
So we had confirmation from the Lord.
所以我们从主那边有得到了印证。
Of course, we also had confirmation from our parents, and brothers and sisters.
当然，从父母还有弟兄姐妹，我们都有印证。
And so we continued to move forward.
所以我们继续关系往前。
Now, Angel was quite young at the time. She was still in college.
那个时候她在还很年轻，在大学。
But fast forward 2.5 years and she graduated, and we married soon after she graduated.
两年半以后她毕业，那之后很快我们就结婚了。
Now again, there was some societal pressure.
那个时候社会上有点压力。
Because, in generally speaking, women are getting married later.
因为那个时候说不要太早，应该晚点结婚。
If you get married too early, you'll ruin your career aspirations, etc., etc.
因为你结婚太早，影响你事业。
So once again, we kind of went against the grain.
所以那个时候我们就是逆流而上。
But we felt that it was the Lord's timing.
但是我们觉得这是神的时间。
So we got married, and she moved to the U.S.
所以我们结婚，她搬到美国。
Now it was hard for her. It was a hard period of adjustment for the first few years.
头几年对她来说很难来调整。
But the Lord brought us through.
但是神带领我们过来。
Now, both of us, as you know, love children.
你知道我们两个人都很喜欢孩子。
But for 5 years, nothing happened.
但是五年没有什么事情都没有。
So we went to see a specialist.
那我们去看专科医生。
And after some tests,
做一些检查。
An examining angel,
给他做了检查。
She said, "We probably would never have kids."
他说你们可能永远可能就没有孩子了。
So we thought maybe.The size of the quiver the Lord gave us was for us not to have kids.
也许神给我们那个箭筒好像就是没有孩子。
Soon after that, she was visiting Taiwan.
很快她回去回台湾去看一下。
We thought it'd be good for her to get a second opinion.
我们觉得应该她去再去看另外一个医生再看一看她。
So she went to see some infertility specialist.
所以去那边看不孕的一些专科医生。
And then they did some ultrasound test.
他们做了一些超声波。
And the technician said, "What are you here for?"
那个专科的他说你们为什么来这边呢
？She said infertility.
就是为了怀孕。
He said, "That's really strange because you're actually pregnant."
他说很奇怪，你已经怀孕了。
So we must testify.
所以我们必须 来见证啊。
Of what's written in Psalm 127, that children are a gift of the Lord.
就是说诗篇一百二十七篇孩子儿女是是神给你们我们的。
That each one of them is a miracle from the Lord.
的产业每一个都是一个奇迹。
And the Lord didn't just give us one child, but gave us three kids.
神不仅给我们只给我们一个孩子，他给我们三个孩子。
So now you can see so many things that are, you know, opposite of what the natural man can grasp or comprehend.
所以你看，很多事情发生都是，就是逆着这个天然人们所能够领受的。
Okay, but now the Lord gave us kids.
那现在神给我们孩子了。
Now we were full of fear and trembling.
我们满了战惊恐惧。
And I always remember that my dad used to say, when my dad and mom had us, the three of us.
当我的父母有我们兄妹三人的时候。
The first thing they would always do when they came home from the hospital.
他们每次从医院回来，第一件事要做的。
Was they would lay us on the bed.
他们把我们放在床上。
And they would kneel next to the bed.
然后他们在床边跪下来。
And they would say, Lord, we commit this baby into your hands.
他们说，主啊，我们把这个婴孩交托在你的手中。
Because, they would say, in your hands, they are the safest.
因为在你的手中乃是最安全的。
In our hands is the most dangerous.
在我们的手中是最危险的。
So,In the same manner, Angel and I did the same thing.
所以同样的，我和 Angel 做了同样的事情。
Each one of them, as they were born, we laid them before the Lord.
每一次他们出生，我们把它摆在神的面前。
And we had a prayer for each one of them.
我们对他们每一个都有这样一个祷告。
We said, Lord, of course, they are safest in your hands.
说主啊，当然这个在你手中是最稳妥的。
Now, of course, our desire is that one day they will grow up and become responsible adults.
当然，我们的盼望是有一天他们成长为作为一个有责任的成年人。
But even more importantly, that one day they may be useful vessels in your hand.
更重要的，有一天他们要在你手中成为有何用的器皿。
Just like it says in Psalm 127.
就像诗篇第一百二十七篇说的
Because it said, how blessed is a man whose quiver is full of these arrows.
那些他们箭筒充满箭的人他们是有福的
And the arrow, the purpose of the arrow is that one day these arrows could reach the enemy's territory.
因为这些箭当有一天他们可以达到仇敌的境内
So that's why it says they will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate.
和仇敌，所以那边说和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
So this is this was our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
And the more we try to rear our kids,
我们越多的来这么来带我们的孩子。
The more we realize that what Psalm 127 was so true.
我们就越觉得一百二十七篇是如此的真实。
That unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Because as much as maybe we think we are in control,
因为无论我们怎么想，我们是 我们是掌权的。
We discover that we're so much not in control.
我们就发现我们什么事都弄不好。
When you tell them to go east, they will go west.
你让他们往东，他们偏往西。
Sometimes they find you that you are a nag. 他觉得你很啰嗦。Oh, okay, yes. So they find you to be a nag. And then sometimes they feel they already have the answers and don't need you in any way.
然后他们觉得他们自己什么都知道，他们也不用问你。
Now, when they're younger,
他们更小的时候
you actually very physically tired.
你真是身体你会觉得很累。
Yes, I always tell people the first week after the baby is born is going to be the worst week of your life.
我一直说呢，你这孩子出生之后那一个星期是你最难过的一个星期。
And then the first 3 months after you have a baby will be the worst 3 months of your life.
然后出生之后头三个月是你最难过的三个月。
You don't know if it's daytime or nighttime because you're waking up every 2 hours.
因为你不管昼夜你都要很你没有办法睡好。
And I heard our brother Eddie E had 4 boys.
我听我们的弟兄艾利，他有四个孩子。
I cannot imagine having four boys.
我永远想象你怎么来带四个。
But you must be so physically tired when you're young.
他们年轻的时候一定非常的累了。
But as you experience, parents will realize that actually that part was actually quite easy.
但是作为父母，觉得你后来可能觉得说这可能是最简单的。
And you know my son sometimes will make fun of how much gray hair I have.
我儿子他常说，哎呀，说嘲笑我这么多白头发
了。I'll say it's because of you.
我就说这都是因为你，我头发才白。
Because psychologically is that much more stressful as they grow older.
因为当他们越年纪越大，心里那个负担就越多。
But it's just like this verse says, unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain.
这边说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
Now there was one more thing that encouraged me over the years.
多年来有一件事情一直鼓励着我。
Now our dear brother Kong, he married Angel and I.
那个江弟兄他是主持我们的婚礼。
And one of the things he said at our wedding was that.The husband is the head, but the wife is the heart.
那个婚礼上，弟兄说，丈夫是头，妻子却是那颗心。
Now, I've also heard a sister once say, the husband is the head, but the wife is the neck.
有个姊妹说，丈夫是头，妻子是脖子。
If the neck doesn't move, the head doesn't move either.
脖子动不了，头也动不了。
I don't think that's what the Bible says.
圣经没这么说。
But that really encouraged me.
但是这个很鼓励我。
Because I observe that to be true in my own parents.
因为这个在我父母身上就是这样子。
Now, most of the day to day, what we ate, what we wore, my mom would take care of it.
每天我们吃的穿的，我的母亲来负责。
And actually, because my dad was busy serving and studying, he didn't have as much time.
我父亲他忙着服侍来读书，他没有时间。
But my father always gave us the principles from the Bible.
但是我父亲他一直从圣经给我们有这样的原则。
And he established ground rules for our family.
他在家里边制定规矩。
And my brother Ezra would always complain that my dad was a lot stricter on him than he was on me.
我哥哥 Ezra 他一直抱怨说，父亲对他比我更严格。
And I will tell him, well, you turned out better than I did. So,
我就跟他说，瑞华，你花你比我好。
Because I actually got to do things that he never got to do.
因为我做的一些事情，他从来他没有办法做。
But my dad was always a part of the big decisions of our lives.
但是我的父亲他一直是在我们一生重大决定上他是有份的。
Where we went to school.
我们去哪儿上学。
My father telling me about finding the other half.
我父亲告诉我找到我另外一半。
And what jobs should we or fields of study we should go into?
我应该学什么专业
？So that was really important.
很重要的。
Because sometimes I think, especially maybe there's this idea that the things of the household is the wife's responsibility, not the husband's.
因为我们可能有这么一个观念。家里的事儿是妻子的，不是丈夫的。
Especially, I think in the Eastern thinking,
尤其是在东方那边
that somehow, the man just worries about working, and then the home is the wife's responsibility.
那外边工作是丈夫的，对内家庭是妻子的。
But I think what Brother Kong shared with me always stuck with me.
但是江弟兄所说的，我一直有印象。
That the husband has to be the head.
丈夫必须是头。
And the wife is the heart.
妻子是那颗心。
And the condition of the family is reflective of the spiritual condition of the head.
这个家的情况是头属灵光景的一个反应。
So this is one of the lessons that I learned.
这是我所学到的一个功课。
So try to apply the same way.
所以我试着用同样的方法。
And so that's why As much as possible, I try to engage my kids.
所以我尽量的和我的孩子们有互动。
Now, sometimes they may find me overbearing.
他们有时候觉得我可能过于的苛刻。
Sometimes they may find me a nag.
有他们觉得我很啰嗦。
Oftentimes they get upset at me.
他们有时候跟我因为我生气。
They might walk away.
他 他们就走开。
But somehow, hopefully, that even though they're upset,
虽然他们可能生气了,
somehow what was said will stay with them.
但是我希望我所说的, 他们记住了。
Very real and practical things.
这是有一件非常现实的东西。
Now, I know as believers, we have to deal with many things, especially nowadays.
尤其是对信主的人来说, 现在有很多的事情需要到信主。
We should engage them and talk about it.
那我对这些事情我们应该跟儿女们来讲。
We should talk about relationships.
我们应该讲男女的关系。
We should talk about what things they see at school, whether it's vaping or drugs or premarital sex.
他们在学校所看到的抽电子烟抽或者是用毒品或者是婚前性行为都应和他们来讲。
Because this is actually happening in their schools.
因为这就是在学校所发生的事情。
We should engage them on the topic of gender.
我们应该在性别的方面跟他们有对话。
You know, the talk of gender fluidity.
现在有所谓的这个性别，你任意而为那种的做法。
So all of these things that they are taking in from school and social media.
这些事情他们从学校、从社交媒体，他们都。
We should engage them and talk about it.
我们应该和他们有互动，和他们来对话。
How do us Christians handle Halloween?
对基督徒来说，怎么来过万圣节？
Or how do we handle Halloween?
我们怎么来处理万圣节？
Right. Yeah. So all of these things are very important.
这些事情都很重要。
So lastly,
最后一点,
our prayer is that we may serve as an example to them.
我们希望是我们可以在对他们来说是成为一个榜样。We
hope that they see that we put the Lord first.
我希望他们看到我们是把主放在首位。And
one of the things that I mentioned that my parents always taught us that we are to have a big heart.
有一件事我们父母一直说我们需要一颗很大的心。We
are to be generous.
我们要度量很大。To
be hospitable.
要能够接待别人。And
our prayer is somehow that we can serve as an example to them that as we do these things, they may do the same when they grow up.
我们的祷告就是我们现在祷告里边我们要做这些是希望有一天他们也会来做这些。So
I'll just share this much for now.
我现在就先讲到这里。
So I'll give the... Now, before Angel comes up to share,
Angel上来讲之前,
the brothers thought it might be good for us to share a little bit of a video that we did during the pandemic for the children.
我弟兄们觉得我们可以看一个我们在疫情当中我们做的一个小视频。We'll
take a few excerpts of that.
我们就是看几个短的。
Hi! Welcome to our Sunday school color class. Let's start our hello song.
Hello, Coca. So nice to see you. Hello, CC. So nice to see you. Hello.
Going to sing. I'm in right, all right, upright, sunrise, happy all the time.
I'm in right, all right, upright, sunrise, happy all the time. I'm in right, all right.
Okay, can we fast forward a little bit to keep on going? Keep on going. keep on going.
Let's
sing going. Just right before, that. It's good. Keep on going. Yep. Okay.
Row, row, row your boat, Tarshish, here we come. Merrily, 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 life is but a...
Oh, what happened?
约拿与大鱼。
Okay,
约拿感到很生气，他在想，我是一位先知，我的工作是向族人传扬我们的天父，深爱着我们的天父，现在天父要我去探访我们最不愿意见到的敌人，尼尼微城的人，究竟为了什么？因为天父要宽恕他们所做的一切错事，但是我才不会这样做。约拿跑到海边，他登上了一条船，这条船载他远离尼尼微城。
Can we fast forward?
后来天父在海上刮起一
阵风。
约拿离开尼尼微城，他为自己搭了一座遮阴棚，他独自坐。我为那株植物感到难过，同样的，我也为尼尼微。
God's wind blew on the water. Woo! God's wind blew at the boat. Woo! The water went splash. Everybody got wet. The men worked hard to make the boat go, but it wouldn't. The men were afraid. They said,
Okay, now we can go.
Somebody has done something wrong.
Right before that. Yep.
Jonah needed. He sent the big wind to help. God knew what Jonah needed. He sent the big fish to help. God knows what you need. He wants to help you too.
God loves everyone. He doesn't like to destroy people who are doing bad things.God would rather see us turn from our bad ways and do good again. God loves to help us.
天父爱我们每一个人哦，他不喜欢看到人们做不好的事。天父希望我们可以回转向他，做讨他喜悦的事情。And Cici would like to share a verse with you.
Psalm 121, verse 1 to 2. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
这是在诗篇第一百二十一篇第一节到第二节。我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。So our Lord Jesus.Loves to help us. We should pray to him and ask for his help.
We hope you like our story today. And we hope to see you next time. Bye bye.
Leave it.
Who did swallow jump, 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 now?
Always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more are you looking for? Uh-oh, under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, it's better, don't wear a sweater, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we be better, so now to flow it under the sea. Under the sea!
That's it.
Okay, so give the time to Angel now.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，午安。
For the sake of the young people, the brother asked me to share in English.
为着年轻人，弟兄们邀请我用英文来交通。
So please bear with my Chinglish.
所以请你们包容我的这个英文。
My kids always laugh at my English has Chinese feeling.
我的儿女们常常 笑我就是有这个中文的腔。
My name is Angel. I'm a mother of three.
我的名字叫雅琪，我有三个儿女。
Daniel and I are full of thanksgiving to the Lord for giving us three kids in our lives in 22 marriage life.
所以我跟Daniel我们很感激主在我们结婚22年来给我们三个儿女。
We are experiencing how the Lord said in Psalm 127.
就如诗篇127篇这么说,
Children are the inheritance from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate.
儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的箭，箭带充满的人便为有福。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。A
full quiver is our blessing from the Lord.
箭带充满的的确是我们的祝福。It
is the testimony from generation to generation.
这的确是历世历代不同弟兄姊妹的见证。Many
of you may not know that Brother Raymond Chan was my Sunday school teacher when I was in Taiwan.
所以我在台湾的时候，也许你们不知道，但是我们的郑涵辉弟兄是我的主日学老师。At
that time, he was a college student from Hong Kong.
他那个时候是从香港来的侨生。I
was a 10-year-old young girl.
我那个时候10岁。
Daniel was 14 years old young man from Brazil.
我是Daniel 是14岁, 他是从巴西来的。
By the leading of the Spirit, there were many young people at that time in the meeting place, including Raymond, Sister Irene, and her sister, and other young people.
所以那个时候主兴起了一些年轻人, 包括郑汉辉, 广道, 还有他的姐姐宋道。
Through many elder saints that loved the Lord and these young people, The Lord brought a great revival in Taipei.
所以在那个时候，借着一些爱主的弟兄们，他们的摆上，主在台湾开始一个复兴的工作。
I'm so blessed to testify the Lord's amazing work on us and our generation.
我感谢主，在那个时候，他就开始在我们的这一代开始工作。
As a young girl, I had a firm foundation helped by these young people.
那因为这些带我们的年轻人，我们从那个时候就立了根基。
As time flies and the years go by and by.
所以岁月也这样子的过去了。
I'm not a young girl and they are not young people anymore.
我不再是个小女孩，这些年轻的弟兄姊妹们也不年轻了。
Thank the Lord that today we are still walking on the same way and seeing the same vision.
所以我们感谢主，我们继续走这条道路，能够照着这个意向往前走。
What a great reunion we can have in San Francisco.
我们能在旧金山能够再次团圆是何等美好的事。
It is all by the Lord's grace and mercy.
这的确是主的恩典。
I came from a broken home.
我是从一个破碎的家庭出来的。
Throughout my childhood, all my memories are full of discord between my parents.
我从小有记忆以来，我知道我父母是不和谐的。
When I was 7 years old, like my daughter Christiana's age.
当我七岁，就如我最小的女儿的年纪的时候。
One of my classmates invited me to their church gathering to attend their Sunday school.
我有一个同学邀请我去他们的聚会里的主日学。
The teacher talked about the story of King Solomon.
那个时候那个主日学老师跟我们讲所罗门的故事。
He was a wise and godly king.
他是一个智慧，然后是爱神的一位王。
After the story, the teacher gave each of us a blank check.
所以那个时候，那个老师结束之后，就给我们每一人一张的这个空白支票。
And asked us to write down what I wish.And what would we ask for if God promised to give us anything we want?
如果说我们可以就是神可以给我们任何一样东西，我们会求什么？
No doubt, I wrote down, I wish I could have a happy family.
我的愿望就是我可以有一个幸福美满的家庭。
Every year, I was waiting for the wish could come true.
我每一年都等待着这个愿望能够成真。
Because the teacher said, God is Almighty God, and He can do anything impossible.
他说神是万能的神，他可以做不可能做的事。
Years later, I realized that the Lord did not answer the prayer in my original family.
后来我发现神没有呼应我的祷告，就在我原来的家庭里。
But he answered it in my own marriage and family.
但是主却在我自己的婚姻里，他答应了我的祷告。
In the world's eyes, my parents are good people.
所以在世人的眼光，我的父母是好人。
And they love my brother and I very much.
他们也爱我的哥哥，也爱我。
They try their best to give us the best life.
他们试着照着他们的方式来给我们最美满的一个生活。
I could not fully understand their thinking and what they went through or even know them that well until I got married.
我其实不明白他们所经历的他们的不同的过程，只等到我自己结婚之后。
And tasted how complicated and difficult it is to maintain a marriage.
我才发现要维持婚姻是何等的复杂，何等的不容易。
Especially after having kids.
特别有儿女之后。
My family situation growing up was always my deepest pain.
所以我从小，我家庭的背景其实是我心中最大的痛。
And I realized how important it is to build up a normal, healthy, happy, and harmonious family life.
我就发现要有一个健康、和谐、开心的一个家、幸福的家庭是何等的重要。
Without the Lord's wisdom, principle, and order, everything is impossible.
如果不是神的智慧、神的秩序、神的指导，这是不可能的。
So what kind of family do we have?
所以我们有什么样的一个家庭呢？
We have two teenagers.
我们有两个少年人。
And a very talkative seven-year-old little girl.
然后一个很爱讲话的七岁小女儿。
Our older daughter Bethany, her favorite two clubs in high school are drama club and debate club.
所以我们的大女儿她最喜欢她参加的这个最她最喜欢的社团是一个是辩论社，还有一个就是
戏剧社。Now you can imagine that our family is full of drama and debate.
所以你可以想象我们每一天家里是充满的戏剧化。
Not long ago, Bethany won her debate tournament.
所以不久前Bethany 她赢了这个辩论的比赛。
She expressed her appreciation to both of us.
她何等感谢我们两个。
For practice with her every day.
我们每天在家里跟她这个练习。
I remember when our kids were very young.
我记得我们儿女非常年轻的时候。
A sister told me that when they are little, you just labor physically.
所以她这个姊妹告诉我们，你小的时候，你只要使力就好了。
劳力。
劳力就好了。
But when they are older, you will labor mentally and emotionally.
所以当他们年纪比较大的时候，你就要劳心。
I could not totally understand it.
我其实没有办法完全明白。
Until they started to grow up.
只等到他们长大之后。
On the one hand, as parents, we are so glad to see them growing up to be a young lady and a young man.
所以一方面我们很开心他们慢慢长大变成一个少年的少男少女。
With independent character and thoughts.
他们就开始有自己的想法，自己的性格。
But on the other hand, we are so worried about their spiritual life.
但是另一方面，我们也担心他们属灵的生活、属灵的光景。
But also how their judgment could be affected by the darkness we have today.
然后他们决定事情怎么样受这个世界的影响。
We also experience many sleepless nights.
我们也有常常有不能睡觉的时候。
For how to help them walk in the right way, not be led by the authority of darkness, which has filled with school and the greater environment.
所以我们常常，特别是最近，这个黑暗的权势，还有这些世界上的谎言，都进到他们学校，进到他们的这个环境里。
I have to say that it's so difficult to face the world.
能面对世界是何等的难。
The reality we have right now, sometimes as parents, we even could not answer their question in satisfactory way.
有的时候也许我们甚至没有办法完全的回答他们的问题。
In high school, at their age, friends are very important.
所以在高中的时候他们的朋友是何等的重要。
In our fellowship group in New Jersey, we only have 5 youth and 10 younger kids.
我们的聚会只有5个年轻人，就是初中、高中，还有10个比较小的小朋友们。
Bethany is the oldest among the Sunday school children.
所以 Bethany 是在这些所有年轻人，她是年纪最大的。
She is always asked to take care of the younger kids.
他总是我们总是要求他能够照顾比较年幼的。
Elijah is always asked to be a good role model to the other boys.
所以 Elijah 也是我们说他要为着其他的、小男生做好榜样。
After a while, they feel lonely.
在过一段时间，他们就觉得非常的寂寞。
And I realized that it is hard and a heavy burden for them at this age.
我就发现在他们这个年龄，的确对他们压力是蛮大的。
So Daniel and I started to pray for them to have some spiritual friends around them.
所以、Daniel 跟我就开始为他们祷告，他们可以有一些属灵的同伴。
This past year, there were 3 conferences in East Coast.
所以在东岸，这个过去这一年有三个特会。
The Christian Family Conference in Virginia.
在 Virginia 的这个家庭特会。
The Youth Conference in Toronto.
在多伦多的少年聚会。
And Harvey Cedar Conference in New Jersey.
还有在 Harvey Cedar 在 New Jersey 的特会。
Thank the Lord for blessing and keeping these young people in His hands.
所以我们感谢主，主兴起了一班年轻人，保守了他们。
Past this summer, these high schoolers and college students formed 2 groups.
所以这些年轻人，他们在过去这个夏天暑假，他们就形成了两组的年轻人。
One for sisters and another for brothers.
一个姊妹聚会，一个弟兄聚会。
To have fellowship together, 30 minutes a day, 7 days a week.
所以他们每一天花30分钟，他们有简短的交通。
It was so touching to see they were willing to commit a little time and had a willing heart to put everything together to seek the Lord.
他们何等感谢主，他们有一颗心能够给一点点时间能够聚在一起。
I know him better by encouraging one another.
然后他们可以彼此的鼓励。
Bethany is going to college in another year and a half.
Bethany 再过一年半就要上大学了。
Time flies.
时间过得很快。
We all wish time could not go by so fast.
我们常常希望时间不要过得那么快。
And our children would not grow up so quickly.
我们的儿女也不要那么快地长大。
But the reality is the sands of time is non-stop.
但是这个时间的这个沙斗没有不会停的。
So the Lord reminds us that we need to redeem the time.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要珍惜光阴。
The Lord remembers and values the time we spend on Him.
所以主都纪念我们花在他身上的日子。
This verse came into my mind during the pandemic.
所以在这个疫情发生的时候，这一节圣经就来到我心中。
Everywhere was locked down.
所有的地方都关起来了。
All we faced were so many uncertain and unsecure days in front of us.
所以我们眼前的是不确定的未来。
Zoom meeting became the most popular way.
那当然，我们就开始就都在 Zoom 上聚会。
No one does not know Zoom.
没有人不知道 Zoom.
Oh, at that time, Christiana was 5 years old.
那个时候 ，Christiana 她才五岁。
One day, she suddenly asked me.
她有一天问我
，Mommy。Do you know what is different between Zoom, Z-O-O, and Zoom, Z-O-O-M?
他就问我说，你知道这个动物园跟 Zoom 什么不一样呢？
Zoo is the place to watch animal.
所以你在动物园你是要来看动物的。
And Zoom is the place to watch people.
所以 Zoom 你要来看人的。
Because that was the only way we could see others through the screen at that time.
所以那个时候我们彼此只能在荧幕上见到。
We all had no idea how long the lockdown would last.
我们也不知道这个关要关多久。
We heard many families impacted by the pandemic and also faced many difficulties.
所以我们知道有许多家庭他们就因为没有办法聚会，儿童们也没有入学。
We thought about how kids weren't able continue to have Sunday school as in the past.
我们就觉得这些儿童们他们也没有像过去一样能够来参加主日学。
The Lord has clearly looking to enlarge our hearts.
那主在这个时候他就在扩展我们的心。
And to think of the needs of the saints.
我们就让我们能够想到 圣徒们的需要。
So that's when we had the thought on creating some simple Sunday school videos.
我们这个时候就觉得我们可以制作一些很简单的一些影片。
And let the kids and the family be encouraged by God's words.
然后这些儿童们、父母们能够被这些话、神的话得到鼓舞。
Strengthened by His mighty power.
然后他能够神的大能能够加给他们力量。
Actually, I was hesitant in the beginning to make this commitment.
所以刚开始的时候，我其实有点犹豫。
Because I did not know if it was right and how long we could keep doing this work.
那我不知道是不是对的事，我们也不知道可以做多久。
Because of the verse on redeeming the time.
但是那句话一直对我心说话，就是我们要把握时间，珍惜光阴。
And with our whole family working together.
然后我们就一起在那边服事。
We produce a total of 30 videos.
我们就制作差不多30部影片。
And created 30 skits.
然后我们也制作30个这个小戏剧。
Bethany told me that this must be the most precious and remarkable time our family spent together.
所以Bethany 后来说，这个是我们家在一起花最有意义、最特别的一个时光。
Although it seems we lost so many things，
好像似乎我们丢了很多事。
But when we see God's things, even in a small way，
但是我们看到神的信实是在这些小事上。
He always remembers us and blesses us many times more。
他总是加倍的祝福我们。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
我们先求他的国和他的义，这些都必赐给我
们。During the pandemic, the Lord also started to raise a gathering in northern New Jersey.
在疫情的时候，主就兴起了一个新的聚会。
Through the encouragement of our dear brother Kang.
那我们江弟兄他的鼓励。
Many of us families in New Jersey who used to drive quite a distance to meet in Queens.
所以我们许多在 New Jersey 的家庭，我们以前开很远去纽约聚会。
Started to pray about meeting together in North Jersey.
我们就开始祷告，主是不是要在北泽西，我们能够一起在一起。
After about 2 years.
大概过了差不多两年之久。
The Lord started to direct us to be together.
主就指导我们能够在一起。
Through various circumstances during the pandemic.
所以借着许多的不同的环境。
It became clear that we need to move forward.
主就让我们往前。
But meeting together is very practical.
但是要能够聚在一起是一个很实际的问题。
There needs to be the heart.
有心很重要
，but also practically a place to meet.
但是也需要有一个地方能够聚会。
Once again, the Lord was enlarging our hearts.
再一次的主在扩展我们。
The Lord led us to open our home so that the meeting could be at our house.
主就让我们把房子打开，聚会可以在我们家。
And given we were at the height of the pandemic.
即便我们是在这个疫情的最高峰的时候
，We met outside on our deck.
我们在外面的这个 deck 上聚会。
Naturally speaking, it was hard.
其实以天然的生命来讲，其实是很难的一件事。
For the kids as well.
对儿童，对我们的儿女也是。
Because the meeting was at our house.
因为聚会是在我们家。
Meeting in Flushing, Queens, New York.Everything was set up already.
所以你去这个在 Flushing 的聚会，一切都预备好了。
But right now we have to set up by ourselves.
所以，但是在我们家聚会，一切的都这个装一切的预备都是我们需要做。
This included clean up before and after.
这就是包括要打扫家里，之前之后都要打扫。
We cannot say we were always doing everything willingly and from the heart all the time.
我们不是每一刻每一时都觉得说啊，我们是何等乐意做这样的事情。
But the Lord taught us step by step.
但是主一步一步地带领我们。
We were so greatly encouraged by the example of Priscilla and Aquila in Rome and Ephesus.
我们何等得到百居拉和雅居拉他们在以弗所还有罗马的教会他们的服事。
And Philip in Colossae and Lydia in Philippi.
所以腓立比在哥罗西还有律地亚在腓立比的教会。
It was a lesson for the whole family.
对我们全家而言是我们学习的功课。
Given we didn't have a lot of hands.
虽然我们没有很多的帮手。
Our older kids need to take care of the younger kids.
就是大的要带小的。
Bethany did the motions and Elijah played the guitar as they taught the kids how to sing.
所以 Bethany 要教他们那个动作 ,Elijah 弹吉他带他们唱诗歌。
Once again, the Lord enlarged our capacity and started to teach us and the kids to put his house first and seek his kingdom.
所以再一次的主扩展我们让我们知道我们要先求他的国和他的义。
The Lord has since provided a meeting place for us.
但是之后主为我们预备了一个聚会的地方。
But we learned that by just contributing our 5 loaves and 2 fish, he is able to multiply beyond our expectations.
所以我们只有把我们的五饼二鱼摆上了我们发现主可以把它变得更多。
Being good parents is a very, very hard lesson to learn.
做好父母是一个很难的一个功课。
No matter how old we are and how old our children are,
无论我们年纪多大，我们儿女多大，
they keep changing and are so unpredictable and never stay the same.
他们总是在变，好像从来不维持在现状。
I'm not qualified at all to tell you how we raise our children.
我其实不配来跟大家讲怎么样养育儿女。
Sometimes we also feel so helpless to see our rebellious teenagers.
我们常常也觉得我们碰到我们叛逆的少年儿女们的时候，我们也是觉得非常的无助。
They argue with us so dramatically.
他们总是非常戏剧化跟我们。
But the Lord has given us opportunities to learn together to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
但是主给我们机会来先求他的国和他的义。
And all these things will be given to you as well.
所以这些都必加给我们。
This is the principle the Lord gives to us.
这是主给我们的原则。
We as parents have to stand firm first.
我们自己要先立定脚。
Be their example at home as one that put him first.
我们在家里能够做榜样，为他们做榜样，先把主摆在第一位。
Be the prayer warriors.
为他们做这个祷告的战士。
Knowing that praying is the most powerful weapon to help us fight the good fight.
所以这个成为我们最重要的一个武器来。打这个美好的仗。
Our deepest hope is that our children have the same vision as ours.
我们的希望是他们能够看见我们所看见的。
And see what we see from the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们主所显明给我们的。
This is my share.
我就交通到这边。I'll just share something at the very end.
最后我再讲讲一点。
And that's from Psalm 128.
诗篇128篇。
And I think it's fairly self-explanatory.
我想这个是显而易见的。
How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy and it will be well with you.Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
诗篇128篇。 凡敬畏耶和华遵行他道的人便为有福，你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。你妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树，你儿女围绕你的桌子好像橄榄摘子。看到敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。愿耶和华从西安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处，看见你，愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
And of course we all know that this talks about how blessed is everyone who fears the Lord.
当然这边主要是说凡敬畏耶和华的便为有福。
And it seems like that's the secret to have a happy family.
这好像也是有一个美满家庭的一个秘诀。
But I think even more so, at the end of this psalm, it's of Psalm 128.
但是更多的在这篇末了的时候。
It says in verse 5, the Lord bless you from Zion.And may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
第五节说，愿耶和华从西安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
And we discover that our family is actually not the end.
我就发现我们的一家并不是事情的终点。
Actually, the end is Jerusalem.
终点乃是耶路撒冷。
That somehow the work that the Lord does in each one of our families.
就是在我们家中每个人神在我们身上所做的工作
somehow may contribute to his building of his church
能够帮助来建立这个耶路撒冷他的教会
that is the end goal
这是我们最终的目标
and I know that the brothers have been sharing on this topic of Zion
我们的弟兄他在讲到西安这件事情
and we know that Zion speaks of kingship
我们说讲到西安就讲到王
and I think ofour brother David in the Bible.
我想到大卫王
How he had a heart of service.
他是有一颗服侍的心
How he was willing to lay down his life for the little sheep.
他愿意为羊群来付上他的命
How he was willing to fight the bear and the lion for the little sheep.
他愿意为了羊，他与熊与狮子来争斗。
And how later he was willing to fight Goliath for the sake of the people of Israel.
那后来他为着以色列百姓，他与哥利亚的征战。
He didn't care about his own life.
他不在乎他自己。
And then later on he took care of all of those rejects from society.
那后来他成了那些被当时被抛弃的人。
And he took them in.
他来接纳他们。
And eventually they became.Part of his inner circle.
后来他们就成了他的一个内部的人。
Now because David had a heart for God's house.
因为大卫对神的家有这么一颗心。
He had a heart for God's people.
他对神的民有这么一颗心。
That's why Solomon ultimately could write this psalm.
所以他可以来写出这么一个诗篇来。
Because David sought the Lord first.
因为大卫看见了神，他先看见了神。
The Lord.Established David's son on the throne, Solomon.
然后神就建立大卫的儿子所罗门在王位上。
And then the house was built.
然后家就被建立了。
The presence of God was there.
神的同在在那里。
The throne of David was established.
大卫的王座也被建立了。
So our prayer is somehow that our family life is not just for us.
所以我们的祷告，我们家庭生活不仅为了我们自己
，But somehow it's for the ultimate building of the house.
但是最终是为了建造神的家。
That the Lord's kingship may be established in our home and in the church.
那神的王权能在我们家，在教会当中能够被建立起来。
So may these verses encourage all of us.
愿这些经文都来鼓励我们。
Our testimony is that we're still learning.
我们的见证，我们还在学习。
But as we Put him first.
当我们把他放在第一位的时
候 Our desire that his purpose may be fulfilled in our lives individually, in our family lives, and in the church.
我们的盼望神的旨意在我们个人家庭在教会里边得到成全
May we bow with a word of prayer.
我们最后有点低头点祷告
Lord, we want to thank you for your faithfulness.
主啊，为着你的信实，我们感谢你
Thank you for the work that you are doing.
感谢你在我们身上所做的工作
Lord, we Marvel at all that you do for each one of us.
主要你在我们身上所做的，我们就惊奇。
Lord, we do pray, Lord, that if you do tarry, you may raise a generation that loves you and knows your purpose.
主要若你迟延，求你兴起 下一代来，他们知道你，也寻求你的心意。
A generation that will love you and will hasten your coming.
这一代，他们爱你，并且能够催促你自己的回来。
So Lord, we pray for them that you may keep them.
主啊，我们为他们来祷告。主啊，求你也保守他们。
Lord, that you may raise them to be a generation that's useful in your hands.
主啊，求你兴起这下一代，他们在你手中能够成为何用的器皿。
They may be arrows that may be used by you to reach the enemy's territory.
他们在你手中可以成为剑，能够达到仇敌的领域。
So Lord, we pray for every family here.
我们为这在座的每个家庭来祷告。
We pray for every parent.
为每个父母来祷告。
Lord, we pray, Lord, that you may give wisdom.
主啊，求你赐给智慧。
Lord, may we learn to be faithful in the inheritance and the responsibility you have given us.
主啊，愿你赐给我们的产业，我们学习来忠心。
We pray this and ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的名。Amen. Amen.